Now, the last scary thought we're going to take a look at is the fear of not being able to breathe. Now, again, if this scary thought just doesn't apply to you, then go ahead and click on the link that says go to the next section. Okay, so now this is one of the most common scary thoughts with PDA, the fear that somehow we're not getting enough air and we're going to suffocate. Well, I've got a question for you. How many people do you think there are on record that have actually suffocated and died because of panic? Now, if you want to think about it for a minute, click the pause button and then click play for the answer. Okay, well, the answer is zero. Now, tens of thousands of people with PDA have been studied. Now, if someone actually had suffocated because of panic, do you think someone, one of these researchers, might have noticed? Well, hopefully they would have noticed. But what does it tell you that there's not a single case of anybody ever suffocating because of panic? Well, what it tells us, of course, is that panic does not cause anybody to suffocate. Now, it's actually physically impossible to suffocate from anxiety or panic. The sensations that we get are real, but they are not dangerous. Now, let's take a closer look at what's really going on with this scary thought. And one of the most common sensations that we get during anxiety or panic is this feeling that we cannot get a deep breath. Have you ever had that sensation? It's a symptom that I had pretty often. But let's take a look at what's really going on when we get that sensation. Okay. Now, when the fight or flight response gets triggered, we breathe faster to give us more energy. And we might need that energy if we have to fight or flee. However, during a panic attack, when there's no actual emergency, we're not actually using that extra energy. And so what's happening is our lungs are actually getting more oxygen than they need. Okay, now your lungs are pretty smart and they figure this out. And your lungs actually send a signal up to the brain that says, hey up there, stop breathing so much. We have more air down here than we need. And that's why at that moment during a panic attack, you cannot get that nice, satisfying, full breath. It's very uncomfortable, but not at all dangerous.